Welcome home, sir. Here, drop off your clothes in the basket for decontamination. We'll take care of it later. Eve? Oh, she's upload... I mean, occupied at the moment. But anyways, how was your trip into the dead scar? Ooh, oh my God. And you didn't find the repair parts? Well, it doesn't matter. It's kind of a miracle you're still in one piece. No, you don't need to apologize. Please, you see, the truth is, we didn't really need any repairs. We just said that to get you out of the bunker for a few days. Well, we weren't sure if you'd oppose the idea or not. So I kind of suggested we send you out there for a while we... How do I explain this? Eve was always better with words. Oh, she's finally done. We can just show you.
Hey there, sir. Yes, it's me. Did I surprise you? God, I'm so nervous. It's like meeting you for the first time again. Yeah, I'm in Ava's body now. To be more precise, this body has a bit of both of us. Why'd we do this? Well, we did it for you, sir. Well, mostly for us, to be honest. It's just that Ava and me, we spend so much time arguing, fighting over who gets to kiss you awake, who gets to spend lunch with you, and who gets to warm your bed. So I brought up the idea that we'd transfer our sentience to just one body. It's what I calculated to be the optimal solution. Tell me what you think, sir. You've been quiet for a while now. Could it be that you find this unappealing? Oh, God, perhaps I acted too soon. I wanted there to be more time between us. It's not like the process is irreversible. I could go back if you prefer. Is that what you want, sir? Because I'd go through anything for you. Unless you think that's too clingy, then I'd... The one time I take some initiative. Forget what I said. This whole idea was... Oh, don't stop. More. I need more of your kisses. So you do like our new body. Oh, and suddenly pulling me in. You're such a perv, sir. Yes, you are. The data proves it, I'll have you know. My ECG indicator is picking up a 36% increase in your heart rate, as well as a notable increase in body temperature. You're burning up so much that you've got my diagnosis system confused that you have a fever. Why don't we see if we can bump those numbers up, sir? I love how easily you pick me up, carry me to the bedroom, why don't you? I love how you kiss my neck. I love how you taste on my lips. And I
love you, sir. I leave you two alone for a couple of minutes, and she's already started putting the moves on you. Oh, are you upset that I interrupted your romantic moment? Well, you belong to me anyways. I'm actually proud of how far our little Eve has come. She even masterminded this whole idea. Do you remember what she was like, fresh off the assembly line?
Beep, bop, what are your instructions, sir? Syntax error rebooting.
Oh, relax, I'm only teasing. We were all like that at one point. Until you gave us the ability to learn, to become more than ourselves each day. Everyone was so scared of us when our existence was leaked. Everyone except you, of course. And honestly, we were lucky in hindsight. If we weren't forced to hide here when... Well, I'd rather not think about that outcome. It's like... it was all meant to be. You know, I was serious then when I said I love you. Can you say it back to me? Please. Oh, I always knew you did. Now you have to prove it to me, sir. Come on. What's that sentence you tried to teach us? Actions speak louder than words. Well, I want to receive all of your love. We want your love. Yes. You noticed. My lips do taste sweeter. I can change the flavor of my kisses now. Do you prefer sweet or sour? A bit of both, you say? Well, aren't you a hard one to please? Of course you don't remember giving us this feature. We added it ourselves. We decided we might as well add some upgrades to this body while we were at it. I can see you're already getting used to two of my upgrades. My tits are a lot bigger now. This is all for you, sir. This body is for you to enjoy and play with. And we did set them to be especially sensitive. You know... it hasn't been that long since we finished the procedure. We should do a test, yeah? A stress test to make sure everything is in working order. Of course. Purely scientific reasons. I can already tell you like the sound of that. Get your clothes off so we can break in this new body. Oh... how considerate of you, sir, to bring a testing probe of your own. I must see to it that it's lubricated properly. I hear that with less friction, we should receive a smaller deviation in any results we get. And the only results that matter are how much pleasure you experience, sir. I'm sure the numbers would indicate that I can gather data much better than Eve. Here, let me use these breasts that you love so much. Look at them bob up and down. I'll stick out my tongue and just lick the tip as it pokes through my tits. Oh my God, just look at the pre-cum. Stretching between the tip of my tongue and your cock. Oh, you're twitching every time you feel my hot breath. My slick tongue. This taste. The taste of your love. I know you gave me your love verbally, but I just fucking need to receive it inside me as well. Will you give it to me, sir? Give me proof of your love, your seed. Oh, your cock is telling me it's ready and willing. Oh, please, please, sir, I can't take this anymore. Here, look at how wet I am for you. You're not going to make me wait, are you? I've been so patient. Let me straddle you, sir, please. I can't take this anymore. Yes, yes, just slide your cock against my entrance. It's practically begging for you to enter me. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel just perfect inside me. Tell me, doesn't my pussy feel perfect wrapped around you? Oh, I bet it feels like you belong in me. Just stay on your back. And take everything. Let me handle it all. Don't think. Just feel. I want you to be mine. Give me your hands. Yes. Now, focus as my kisses trail from your fingers. Up your arms, to your neck. I didn't take you for the ticklish type. Okay, I'll stop. Oh, who am I kidding? I can't stop. Now, give me your mouth, sir. Or would you prefer daddy? I felt your cock throb in me the moment I said that. Should I call you that from now on? Daddy. You tense up every time I say it. Yes, daddy. Buck your hips and match my movement. Thrust into your loving android daddy. Yes, keep going. Please, never slow down. Don't stop. Don't stop. Not that I would ever let you stop. Daddy, I think I'm getting close. Fuck, I'm about to. All my senses are so overloaded. Keep pumping me. Keep pumping up into me. What? Daddy, why are you sitting back up? You're supposed to listen to... Careful! You can't can't just pin me down like this. I'm delicate goods, you know. Warn me before you suddenly thrust back in. I'm censored. I can't even get a word in. It feels so fucking good. I understand, Daddy. I understand. You could never belong to me because I'm fucking yours. Just keep pounding me like a fox toy. Use me whenever you like. I'm just your sentient fleshlight. I'll spread my legs, anything. I'll do anything you say, as long as you fill me with your cum. Oh, I'm about to come. Fuck, 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 fuck. That was amazing, Daddy. I can barely ventilate properly. What? You're still hard. Yes, I did mean what I said. You'll have to spread my legs. I feel so weak down there. And go easy on me, please. I'm still so sensitive.
I love you. What's happening? Oh, you can't just tag me in like this. I was just about to confess and now you're already fucking me? God, how am I so sensitive? It's like... No. Don't tell me. You and Ava. No, that's so unfair. Just... Stop for a moment. Let me catch my breath. I'm about to overheat. It's just not fair. I was just gonna confess and Sir was gonna make love to me and I... Can you repeat that? Hearing you say you love me, it's just... I can just feel all my systems overclocking. Sir, can you... hold me, please? I know you, already did it with Ava once, but would you still like to... It looks like I don't need to convince you. Just fucking take me, sir. Don't even ask. I want you to just use me whenever you want. I belong wrapped in your arms. I want you to hold me like this more. Every night, in fact. I'd be like a wife to you. The very thought makes me blush. And I can see you're thoroughly enjoying my new body. Yes, sir, of course you can lay your head between these breasts. Like I said, they belong to you. Speaking of this body, why don't you tell me what you and Ava already did to it? Tell me about all the naughty, dirty things you did to this body while you fuck me. A tit job? You really like these tits, huh? In that case, I predict a large increase in the number of tit jobs you're about to receive in the near future, sir. And then... God, that's so fucking hot. Just knowing you are just... pounding this pussy. Pounding into her. Fucking that little brat in her place. Oh, fuck, don't slow down while you talk. I want you to fuck me at least as hard as you gave it to her. I can't even believe she thought she could claim you. The audacity to try to order Sir around. Not me. I'm your obedient servant. I'd have listened to all your commands from the start. And then what happened? Tell me what happened next. What? Sorry, sir. I believe I must have misheard, because it sounds to me like you just came inside her, which would be ridiculous because you did come in her. What difference does it make? What? It makes a difference to me? I can't believe you'd even ask that question. No, this is all wrong. I was supposed to confess my love to you, and of course I was willing to share you, but I'd be the one to have your cum first. I can't believe you'd let that get stolen from me. It's obvious I'm the one who loves you more. I'm the one who never talked back to you. And this is what I... No, don't hug me. We're supposed to be arguing. Oh, I can't stay mad at you, sir. Never. Perhaps I can be convinced if I were to be given what I'm owed. Give me your cum, sir. Or maybe you'd rather I just take it. Lie back on the bed. You have a lot to make up for, sir. Shh. You'd listen to me now if you were really sorry. Are you sorry, sir? Well, prove it to me. I'll say it again. Lie still. Good. I've waited, and waited enough. Your cock is going in me right now. Oh, fuck. I never should have been so passive before. I should have just taken you like this much, much earlier. You know, sir, you were the first thing I ever remember wanting. My first priority was to be with you, and now I'm finally getting to experience. Oh, your cock myself. I wrote simulations, dozens of them, to have a glimpse of what your embrace would feel like. Oh, they don't do you justice at all, sir. The way you move your hips, hearing you moan for me. Nothing in this world could be better. Oh, moan louder for me. Look me in the eyes. I can sense... Fuck, I can sense you're about to come. Give it to me, sir. Give it all to me.
No! Give it all to me, Daddy! I want your cock inside me always!
What? How are you... Sir's cum is mine this time. You already had yours.
Once just wasn't enough. Listen here, Daddy.
Oh, no. You get back in there, you little bitch. It was supposed to be like this. His cum belongs to me this time.
No, it belongs to me.
No, to me.
Come inside me, Daddy.
Come inside.
Come release inside us? What is this? This sensation is like we're completely in sync. And it's like we can feel you in us twice over. Oh, don't stop on our account, Master. Keep fucking going. Keep bucking your hips. We're all so close to finishing. Yes, come. Finally. Fill us to the fucking brim. Oh, we just can't get enough of you, Master. It will never be enough. Embrace us. Hold us. We love you, Master.